Does it really make some kind of difference to know what happened? To know what caused my injury? Can't I just hobble along in peace without being asked about it? Maybe if I were older, people would just let me be, assuming I had broken a hip or something, or else I'd figure, well, she is getting pretty old, so there's that. But when you're young, everyone wants to know the nature of your ailment. Even perfect strangers you limp past in the grocery store who, moments before, have been engrossed in which similarly labeled can of peas to buy. It's a strange phenomenon. One I've been trying to understand but keep coming up empty-handed because it would never occur to me to ask someone what happened unless it was a close friend. It must involve the same kind of people who slow way down to check out the scene of an accident because I've never understood that either. It must have something to do on some unconscious level with the seemingly perplexing nature of impermanence, which is something we don't like to think about and yet can never avoid because it parades all around us in plain sight. But we're still trying with all our might to hold fast to youth equals beauty plus perfect health. Still trying to put life in tidy boxes on the shelf so maybe we could sleep better at night. And it rarely strikes people that there's a potential for a crutch or a cane, sling or brace or other kind of supportive device to be the sign of something more substantial. Because when I walked with a wooden cane for a few years, I got all sorts of attention and asked a bunch of stupid-ass questions by people I didn't even know. And I grew tired of having to explain that, no, it didn't hurt my ankle or twist my knee. I have a debilitating progressive chronic nerve disease. Thank you for bringing it up. Maybe what I should have done is developed an Aussie accent and told an incredible outback tale about how the cane suddenly became necessary. Or went the other way entirely with a super graphic, disgusting account about why I'll never walk quite right again, dissuading them from ever asking some poor limping stranger, what happened? Or I could have just made my face long when they asked and said, I only have 3 months to live. Then I'd walk, head hung, mournfully away. Or I could have given them the stink eye and said, the last guy who asked me that wound up needing this cane more than I did. Or if I could have opened the lid on some crazy, I would have pulled out my Jedi mind trick action, waved my hand slowly and said, you will just let me pass by and stop wasting my time. So the next time you see someone you don't know sporting something you're not used to seeing, please suppress your questions, let them go and mind your business. Words are powerful. They can harm or heal. And mostly we'd be better off staying quiet. Tuning out of our heads and into our hearts. And shutting our mouths. Shoot. Well, that's a hella good place to start.